Welcome to your Giants 2-Minute Drill. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And unfortunately, no Prince for the Giants on Monday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles. J'Ron Hosley gets the assignment. And guess what? He's pretty confident.
Just being more focused and understanding, you know, it was a confidence thing for me as well. You know, with all the ups and downs I had in the, you know, those couple years. So now I'm more focused, you know, more confident in my game, more mature.
So, Paul, your thoughts? I mean, he sounds pretty confident.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a different J'Ron Hosley than what we've seen in the past, Anita. He's been around for 4 years, and when he came out of Virginia Tech, he was a very aggressive press cover corner who had really good coverage skills, but injuries and lack of confidence really kind of affected his game. He says, as you heard, Spags has really kind of re-energized him, and so he's ready for the challenge. I would expect, however, that Tremaine McBride would probably be on the slot position because that's really not where Hosley fits. He's better on the outside.
All right, well, let's talk about the receivers that he's going to be going up against, Jordan Matthews being one of them. And one thing that you're seeing with Sam Bradford in this Philadelphia Eagles offense is that he is spreading the wealth.
Yeah, he is, although it's interesting that he's spreading it more to the running backs and the tight ends. Outside of Matthews, they don't have a wide receiver who's caught 10 passes yet this year. And so it's an interesting dynamic because everybody thinks about his arm and they're going to make some big plays downfield. It's more a lot of the dink and dunk stuff, and that's what the Giants really have to worry about. And they've gotten burned by a lot of dinks and dunks so far in the first month of the season.
What about the running backs? They're utilizing the passing game as well, DeMarco Murray, and also I'm hearing that Ryan Matthews is actually having quite a practice so far this week.
Yeah, well, Murray had 83 yards rushing last week. It was really probably his best game of the season. Maybe they have rediscovered how to use him. It's going to be interesting to see if he or Matthews get the bulk of the carries. One thing you know, if it's DeMarco Murray, the Giants are very familiar with him.
All right, well, Paul Dottino, Anita Marks, this has been your Giants 2-Minute Drill.